poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through an insanely hectic week. And you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe. Hey, that was an abrupt cut. Hey, how are you doing? This is Jay Todd under here. I'm your humble poet extraordinaire, and we have Michael Amadei in the studio with us as co-host.
I am your completely unhumble, arrogant poet
co-host.
In the studio.
Exactly. And joining us, our third, doing all things technical to the best of his ability, please welcome the Ape Boy.
Hola.
Hola, welcome. You made it here tonight.
Yes. Yes.
That was your sexy Spanish voice. So we're going to have more of that later this...
¿Cómo estás?
Nice. All right.
I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
We need to take care of our needs to do. I do want to let you know that this hour is being brought to you for KZKO by LatinLifeDenver.com. Anything and everything pertaining to the Latin community in Colorado, check them out, LatinLifeDenver.com. Also, pocket coupon directory, easy for me to say, savings on food, fine dining, home, and personal needs, and much, much more. Check them out at dailypocketdeals.com. And we do poetry here. 1 to 3 minute poetry. We want it clean. We don't want any kiddies going home and going, Dad, guess what I learned on the radio? We also want you to read something that they can emulate and come up through the poetry ranks with.
Basically, we're looking for quality with no cuss words, and it's 1 to 3 minutes.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
you know, but really, it's about sharing your own poetry or sharing covers, something that, you know, moves you and you feel like you would like to communicate to the world. That's what we're about.
Exactly. And we do have a caller on the line. Please welcome from Pennsylvania. She is Ellie.
Hey, Jay Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're finally here. It's Friday night.
Yes, it is Friday night. I'm glad it's Friday because I'm telling you, this week was a heavy week.
Was it for you? Well, how are the surprises going? Did everything turn out?
We've got them working, actually.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. I've been pimping on our website that we've got surprises coming their way. A couple of them.
I've got surprises for the surprises.
There you go.
Okay. It's party time.
Exactly. It's our family reunion. So you're going to share episode 3 of your 4-part tale, correct?
Yes, the King Arthur series, chapter 3, and it's called The Quest.
All right.
Saddened to the heart for his daughter's plight, King Arthur's quest begins to find a Braveheart knight. Yonder mist in shadows hides a black-robed maid. Tis Morgana, she of dark arts, Hades' mystic shade. She who hath been shunned by Camelot's court and Fairy's glen. Gwynedd's secret she knows and have her revenge. Tis known not when. Yet now she's heard bring quest of the king. Spins her darkness a web round to bind Lark's keep from sight. Enemy scourge seen bounding from the east, Arthur calls his knights to battle the horde of beasts. Thus battle is waged o'er glen and mountain steep. Unaware is Morgana that her curse on mountain keep has protected Gwynedd from the battle fought. 'Tis the very curse that will free fair maid from secrets held. For the night Morgana her heart upon hath dwelled, shall be the very one to answer quest, and free thou fair Gwynedd's heart, that will redeem the tryst, and ne'er will they part.
Right on, Ellie.
Very nice, Ellie.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks. Continuation of the series. I can't wait for part 4.
Part 4, and that is the final chapter.
And that'll be next week, correct?
Yes, that'll be next week.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellie, for calling our show.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Those surprises are coming up.
I'm going to be listening.
Excellent.
All right.
Bye. Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know, one thing I wanted to say very briefly is, you know, like you talked about, it's a hectic week. And
it
I think
been.
There's been a lot of things going on. But and another side of that is that there's been a ton of press coverage and noise just coming at us all day from every direction. And I think one of the cool things about what we're doing here is that it's something where you can express kind of what's been going on in your world, but it's also something where we can remind ourselves that there's a lot more to this world than just what we're being bombarded with at the moment. There's some incredibly intense stuff going on, but it also doesn't mean that that's all we have. We still have each other, we still have our community, and we still have poetry. We still have what we do.
Exactly, and addressing the intenseness of this week, I just want to say to the firefighters and the police officers involved in all the incidents, whether it be the bombings in Boston, the explosion in Texas, the people working the front lines in Washington, D.C., thank you all for what you do. You guys make the difference. You get off the couch. You say, I'm not going to let this happen. And evidence tonight, it looks like they've caught the second bomber and taken him in for custody.
That's right.
Excellent. So, but we're not a news organization. However,
thankfully, we're not a news organization. There's enough of those.
Yeah, there's more than enough of those. We do happen to have guests in the studio. This is surprise number one. This is, well, they kicked off their crowdfunding campaign with us back early on in our show, and the crowdfunding campaign is coming to an end, so we figured we'd have them back to wrap up here. And they've been close friends of the World Poetry Open Mic family. Please welcome the Silent Still.
Thank you. We are here. We are one. We are Farford Nugan.
Farford Nugan.
That's your new band name?
Farford Nugan.
I mean, the Silent Still.
There you go.
That's your Schnitzel Rock name, right? That's a new genre.
Yeah.
I just made up.
Yeah, sure. That's our alter ego.
And you're gonna share some poetry with us.
Fried tonight? Rock? Wait, schnitzel is fried. Anything fried?
Schnitzel rock. I think it's kind of sure. it's a new style of music.
All
I
right.
just came up with.
There you go. Speaking of new styles, please welcome a recent caller to our show. He is from Spokanistan, Washington. Please welcome Leroy.
Hello, hello.
Hello, welcome, my brother.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I figured tonight that time to step up and give my testament to Mr. Lovecraft.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. All right. It's called Once Tasted, Eternal Hunger. The briefest glimpse beyond the fragile envelope I once called reality, winked and washed away by tears of astonishment, has awoken in the deepest chasm my desires, a hunger. To know what is beyond the pale human sight, to know what lies between the shadows of midnight, I seek amongst these tomes of ancient hieroglyphics and scrolls of forbidden words, scribed in pain and firelight. Awful names, loathsome across my tongue, Azathoth, Hastur, Cthulhu, I call to any and all and pledge to those who answer, I will give you sustenance, worship, soul. I will offer up innocent flesh in a bacchanalian orgy of sacrilege, if only I may have a boon from you. I wish to dip the merest ladle into the ocean of your understanding. Grant me the knowledge of lenses and prisms to behold sights beyond the veil. Show me the pathways to traverse two stars. Teach me the sigils, seals, and mantras to ensure my success. Loosen my mind and eyes to understand alien speech and calligraphies. Give me these things and more. I will be your vigilant servant, for I hunger. I need the knowledge I do not have. For this, I will ensure your victory, O great ones. Hear my plea. I've made a deal with a cold black man. His accursed eternal crocodile smile charred into the vision of fevered, half-forgotten dreams. Stroking the spine of a horrid book, fearing the building anticipation of opening the cover stained with unknown compounds, splattered, frenzied, right, shaking flames, voices raised in triumph, tempered with gut-loosening fear. Impossible voices answering, echoing from madness-twisted ether. I open the book. Ancient tan flesh creaking protest against rest disturbed. My eyes creep over the first scribbled runes. Understanding absorbed page after page, days eaten in the rush to know. Now I understand. I hunger.
Well done.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You know, we even called H.P. Lovecraft in a band, so that was actually really exciting to hear first thing.
That is awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's one of my few that I've written, based on his works.
Well, judging by the roundness of what you've given us so far in your weeks calling us, you are quite the spoken word artist, my friend.
I have been up on the mic before, but that was years ago, and with kids coming along and whatnot, I have to make the time to go and do it.
Exactly. You ever go down to the Empyrean Cafe down there in Spokane?
No, I haven't had the chance. No.
Uh-huh. I hear they have a pretty hot open mic down there.
Yep, and I know that there is a slam poetry society here in this area also, and I was really interested in getting into that too.
That would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Yep, that would be a rush.
Right on. Thank you. Thank Leroy for calling us. If you want to call in like Leroy, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. This is another hot poetry open mic. And when I say hot, I don't mean loud in volume. I do mean...
I can be loud in volume if you'd like. Just kidding.
It's more about how I look. That's what
it's okay. Really more about how the band looks.
Exactly.
In the studio. Yeah.
No, actually, it's quite... It's quite sweltering in here, I think.
It is kind of warm in here.
And that was Brandon Bloom, by the way, who's
the guitarist
of the Soundstone. We're actually we also have Alex Baccia, who's the bassist.
And he does what bassists do best. He's standing in the corner and waiting his turn because he doesn't have a microphone or a headset. Thank you, brother, for being patient.
Smile and nod.
All right. So we do have a poem submitted through our website.
It's an awkward pause.
And this was submitted by somebody I've written with before, actually quite a few times before. This is written by Miss Amanda Norton. This is entitled, Finally Found You. In the darkest of nightmare nights, I pine for you. In the phantom of my damaged dreams, somewhere twilight's gloomy gleaming, the whispering words fade away and doubtful distant echoes of nefarious night remain. I try to hold on to you. You've been discreetly disguised, gently placed behind my echoless eyes. But now I finally found you, symmetrically smuggled between skips and kicks, locked away, airtight, within my homely heart. Amanda?
That was nice.
Of all the words awesome. I would use to describe your heart, it would not be homely. Thank you for sharing that with us. All right, so we do have another caller. Please welcome, calling in from Ohio, he is Tate.
Hi, Todd. How are you guys?
Doing good. And we've got Michael here, too. He would like to say hello.
Hello, Tate.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing well. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, I thought I'd lighten it up a little tonight. So I thought I'd write about a man I knew when I was a little boy at the racetrack. Of course, the racetrack, it brings out every kind of man on earth. They're all at odds with life, though. And this man's name was Farley. This is a guy that had been everywhere and done everything. I called him Old Farley.
All right.
Well, Farley was twisting a new tail, his feet on the potbelly stove. In our barn, he'd spin a yarn, piling on like a treasure trove. I don't think I told you how I won the Second World War. Old Ike needed help with the Reich, and he looked to me in the Corps. Well, again, my country called on me, and Ike wanted us to break the line. So I told Dwight, just schedule a flight and drop me this side of the Rhine. So my men and I, we took the field, and we lay waste such a German swath. Led all the men, yep, there and then, survived on nothing but bread and broth. Well, we sought no recognition. We let Ike spin his fairy tales. We were fine drinking Hitler's wine, just happy to blaze the trail. And later that night, Farley took watch as he came by to check the feed. When out of the night came a bright light, and Farley happily said their need. He claimed that he'd been kidnapped. Aliens from space sought him out. They'd been sold on the stories he told and assumed him a man of clout. But of course, he didn't go freely. He took out a dozen or two and scared them so bad that they were glad to head off into the wild blue. Well, Farley claimed many a patent. He invented all the great things. He held universities, degrees, knew all the heads of states and kings. He'd served in World War I and II, circumnavigated the globe, hung out on the Nile for a while, invented NASA's first space probe. Boys, he'd always say, there's a couple things I'm not. Why, attention-grabbing and backstabbing, though I've won every fight I ever fought. When the ice winds blew through the trees and the cold air kept us all down, we warmed each face at Farley's place, where he entertained half of my town.
Right on.
Awesome. You know, man, Tate from Ohio, what I really dug about that poem is your voice, I think, really fit the definitely the tone of that poem. It just really flavored it nicely.
Right on.
That's compliments from Brandon Bloom of the Silent Still there, man. Yeah, that was very, very good, Tate. That was really enjoyed it.
And, Tate, I do want to say thank you for all that you do for our show. I notice you're out there promoting us and directing people our way, and it is not unappreciated. I will tell you that.
Well, you're welcome. You should have a full card tonight.
I'm telling you, man, the phone's ringing off the hook. So we're going to let you go so we can get on to the next caller, but thank you for calling us, okay?
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tate. Right.
303-386-3598. You're going to want to be willing to hold through the break because we are going to have to take a break here.
That's right. It's 303-386-3598. We also have some more poetry that's been sent to us through email for later on. Not to mention we have some other cool stuff coming up.
We've got surprises galore tonight. Right. You're not going to want to tune away. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Dusting off his record collection, busting him out for you. All right, so back to the callers. We do have one from Texas, I believe. His name is Jack.
Yep, this is me.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. You're going to share some poetry with us tonight?
I'm going to share a little bit with you.
Right on.
And I'm going to start with a poem that, Veronica, if you're out there listening, this one's for you. And this one is called Yesterday Dreams.
All right.
Soft on the window, the curtain a-flowing, ripples of hope ever slow with the breeze, moments of joy as I pause for a moment, pondering thoughts of my yesterday dreams. The carpet it calls me in patterns of springtime, twisting and turning of often time shared, following visions of sweet life endeavors, knowing the secrets of love fill the air. Silently waiting, my eyes find the wisdom, locked up inside till the time it does come. So many years did my teardrops so glisten, reflecting the scenes of a bright morning sun. Fancy the smile that does harness emotions, calm is the breath that does sing, sweet the song. Mind over matter of thought-out diversions, lost were my dreams until you came along. Yesterday waits for the new day of starting, finding the truth does not stand far away. Reasons before do not matter that often, only decisions arisen this day. Here comes the sun as a new day is dawning. Open so wide, now my eyes view the scene. Dreams of the past do now come everlasting, for you are the girl of my yesterday dreams.
Nice. You have the entire band silent still clapping for you on that one.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Awesome.
I appreciate that. That's great.
I do want to say I made a request of you earlier this week, didn't I?
Yes, you certainly did.
So we're going to give you two poems tonight, right?
That's kind of what you said, so
right on.
I'm going to hold you to it. So
No holding. I'm excited for this next one, too.
All right, let me pull this one up real quick.
No worries, brother. Take your time.
Tell me, I do have one little problem. How is the show going tonight? My internet is down.
The show is going very fine, and you're going to want to go back and listen to the podcast. We do have a couple of surprises planned. They haven't happened yet, so you're going to want to wait until later in the show for it. And our website is worldpoetryopenmic.net once we get it archived there.
Oh, cool. All right, well, I will definitely do that.
And Jack, so that you know, we upload it right after the show, so it should be maybe 5 minutes after 9 o'clock Mountain.
Well, depending on how late we run, yes.
Right. Okay.
All right, well, this is a poem I wrote the other day and sent it to Jay Todd to read, and he requested that I read it, and this is called For Something More Than Love. Trenches dug a mile deep, my body it is sore, firm against the lies that seep beneath the sliding door. Crevices of mounting hate stand the borderline. Quietly I sit and wait, a distant church bell chimes. Thunder falls from every cloud, children run and hide. Barricades inform the crowd to walk the other side. Sticks and stones and broken bones, phrases fired back. Insults from the words have grown, now arming the attack. Strangers in a circus tent, clowns to fill the car. Popcorn quotes, the need to vent. This has now gone too far. Raise the flag, your colored choice, wave it high above, but think before you use your voice for something more than love.
Nice.
Great job, man.
Well done. I'm glad I requested that one.
That was
one you requested.
Oh, that was beautiful, man.
Thanks.
All right, once again, if you want to call in like Jack, like any of our callers really, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And once again, we're full of surprises tonight because I said I had two. We actually have three. Like, we don't have enough rock stars hanging around here with the silence.
I'm drowning in rock stars.
We're drowning in rock stars.
I'm a rock star.
You're not a rock star. But we do have another one hanging out here.
You're a rock star in my heart.
You're a life raft in a sea of rock stars.
There you go. We do have another one hanging out here. He is the lead singer for King Takes Queen. Please welcome to the microphone to share a poem, King Me Baby.
Hello, everybody. This is a poem that I wrote today. The Heart of the Lion. The somber color of the night sky is your home, and in that home you thrive. For any other place wouldn't show your true glory or do justice to your ferocity. Burning bright in a fiery rage, the roar of your flames consume all around you. Your purpose is consume. Yet with that consummation comes the provisions for life. You both take and provide like a warrior king of the days of old. Oh, fitting a name, Regulus, the heart of the lion, a powerful star in the bosom of Leo.
Nice.
Right on.
That was very Brobdingnagian. Very much.
Very what?
Huge.
Huge. All right. Once again, we are just drowning in rock stars and talent because I've always said that I'm surrounded by the most talented people ever. And proving it once again, King Me Baby from King Takes Queen.
Now, when you normally say you're surrounded by talented people, you generally say, I'm so surrounded by talented people, except for you, Michael.
No, I don't say that. What I actually say is I hope I never let you guys down. Thank you guys very much for gracing me with your talent. So, all right, we do have to go back to the callers. Please welcome from Arizona, she is Kat.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. How's your weather up there?
Not so bad, really.
It
snowed earlier this week.
It really snowed earlier this week, and it's supposed to snow again in a few days. So don't rub it in, Kat. Basically.
Okay, I won't tell you about all the bikinis out by the pool, I promise.
Oh, where's your house again? I'm just kidding.
Please describe in detail.
Yes. Yeah. Go in depth.
I was going to say, snow doesn't stop me from wearing a bikini by the pool.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to wear mine today, but...
I would pay money to see that. So.
Oh, yeah. So start a new business off of that.
There you go.
A drive-thru.
Yes. No, a drive-thru strip club. There we go. All right. Kat, you're going to share some poetry with us?
Yeah, I have a poem that was kind of inspired by the events on Monday.
Excellent.
It's called The Collective Soul's Unanswerable Query. When tragedies occur, the cry goes out, why wasn't our Heavenly Father about? It seems that people need him to blame, even when things aren't done in his name. The answer is very clear, for God is always near, in the wonderful times and those of great fear. So when the grieving ask, where was God, don't just pat their arm and with your head nod. Tell them he was right there in the midst of it, with his Son and the ever-present Holy Spirit, holding the victims in their arms to let them see they mourn for what has happened and never flee. And for those that on that day meet their earthly end, they are ushered home with the Lord they do ascend. So the next time a bomb blows up or another gun is fired, when asked, answer, God is right there. He has never retired.
Awesome. Well done, Kat, yeah. As always.
Not to keep complimenting people's voices, I just think you definitely have a very soothing, I think is a pretty voice, and I think it fit that poem very well as well, and it was really had a soothing effect on me, and it kind of went from, like, really funny, just really, like, calm, soothing right away, and I want to thank you for reading that poem.
Yes. I like the way you read, by the way.
Well, thank you. I enjoy having an outlet to do it, so thank you guys for that.
Hey, Kat, thank you so much. It's really always a treat and pleasure to have you call in.
Well, I always look forward to Friday. I get up Friday morning and I just count the minutes until it's showtime.
Awesome. Thank you.
So do we.
Once again, if you want to call in like Kat, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, we're kind of shifting things up a little bit in the show.
Just a little bit.
Just moving it around a little bit. Now, there is a member of our crew
who
just happens to have spent 30 years on top of a mountain in China, training, honing his skill, and now he can be called a haiku master.
He's a haiku master.
Now, a little bit of the backstory on the Haiku Master. We had no clue he had enough experience to reach level 27 of Haiku Mastership.
One day, it was kind of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
We started the show, and he's like, oh, by the way, I write haiku. And I'm like, what?
Was that Kung Fu Panda?
No,
that is literally a Haiku Master.
Haiku Master.
A Haiku
Sweet.
Master.
He can't actually fly, though.
And basically, he writes themed haiku, and you go out to our Facebook page, and you guess what the haiku are about.
That's true. That's exactly what it is. So, I think this one, it's a heavier subject. It's not a funny, sometimes it's a funnier subject. I think it's kind of obvious what it is. However, as always, if you think you know what it is, you know, send
Just
it to our
Facebook page. Or you could hit our Twitter page too.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. Heroes from the race, 2 extra miles to donate, nothing will stop them. Okay?
All right.
Number 2, brothers and sisters, our prayers are with you always. We help our siblings.
All right.
I like that one because of what we talked about earlier. Okay. And the manhunt is on. We know what they look like now. There will be justice.
Well done.
I think those are good.
Those are very good. And Haiku Master, you've done it again.
He's a Haiku Master.
There are so many things wrong with that.
There is. I love it, though. That's beautiful. We have the silence still cracking up in the studio. And on the phone line, calling in from right here in Denver, she is Veronica Chandler. Veronica, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. How's everybody there?
We're doing great.
We're excellent. Thank you for calling.
Now, Veronica, I know you've got poetry to share, but don't go running off. Once you're done with your poem, I have something I wanted to address with you, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Okay, the poem I'm reading tonight is called Trippin' the Light Fantastic.
Right on.
I wrote it multitasking one day when I was literally tripping, falling for boxes because I was moving and trying to do too much at once.
Oh, not as cool as I thought it was.
And but that was because you were actually no.
Yes. Okay, here we go on my trip. But tripping the light, tripping the light, tripping the light, fantastic. Body's lines like magic soar, grace and rhythm light. Tripping the life, tripping the life. We're tripping the life, fantastic. Fully alive, season every breath, accept and celebrate now. Tripping the love, tripping the love, tripping the love, fantastic. Embracing every moment, be sharing and lifting unity. Tripping the joy, tripping the joy, we're tripping the joy, fantastic. Follow your bliss in all ways, creating, expressing joy, because we're tripping it all. Tripping it all, we're tripping it all, fantastic.
Right on. Now, Veronica, now you've told me, and I shared with Michael, that we, pardon the adult term, broke your spoken word art cherry. Your first performance was here on our show, correct?
That is correct.
And you may or may not have heard, this is surprise number two, by the way, or number three. You may or may not have heard that we're doing like a little fundraiser for giveautism.com.
Yes, I did.
And both Mike and I love your spoken word art. So we were thinking, and we're going to ask you around in air and put you on the spot. Would you like to perform at our fundraiser?
I would absolutely be honored.
Okay, it's June 19th, Wednesday at Forest Room 5. I will get in contact with you on Writer's Cafe, give you more details, but I am really impressed with your progress as a spoken word artist.
Oh, my God. Well, I am so honored, and I would be honored to do it. I'll look forward to hearing from you with the written details, and thanks for putting me on the spot.
No worries.
On Runner's Cafe, she'll be like, don't you ever do that to me again.
Yeah, exactly. No. She'll hate me.
No, Veronica, block off the June 19th for us, okay? And he'll get together with you with the details, but we're really looking forward to having you there.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it myself. It's a great spot.
Thank you very much for being a friend of our shows.
Thank you. Thank you so much for what you do, guys.
Excellent.
All right, have a good night. All right. Bye.
Once again, if you want to call in like Veronica, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
But you're going to want to be able to hold through the break because we do have to go to break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe.
Hold it through the break.
And
don't hold it.
We're World Poetry Open Mic.
That's when you're out of the
bathroom to do it. We are the next evolution in poetry radio.
This is evolving.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of the Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. That is the art of noise, is it not?
It is not.
Oh, who is it? Bjork?
Ah, there right. You go. However, it's her group before she was
the
solo.
Sugar Cube.
There you go.
There you go. Damn, brother. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I am J. Todd Underhill. I'm being joined by Michael Amade.
Hello!
And, of course, the 8 Boys running all things technical. And we have a plethora of people in the studio.
A plethora?
Would
you say we have a plethora?
And I used it correctly.
Yes, the silence still is now a plethora.
Well, no, we've got
that
King
is our
Baby
first album.
King Takes Queen. We've got the entire, well, three quarters
King
of
Me's
the
awesome.
Still.
I think I King Me outshines us here. So.
No, I don't think so. No, he's not arrogant. And, of course, Draven, Brandon Bloom, Alex, and We're missing Lane, though, right?
Yeah, Lane couldn't be here tonight.
That's all right. He'll make it the next time. All right, so if you want to call in, and we do have a caller. Please welcome from Florida now, Mr. Dennis White.
Hello, Jay Todd.
You called us on vacation. I am so honored.
Well, I'm glad I could get through. Boy, you got some busy lines.
I'm telling you, man, this show's just taking off like a rocket.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a poem that's probably a week early, but I'd like to read it anyway.
All right.
The title is April, Oh April.
All right.
April, Oh April, I grieve as you take your leave. You're the poet's friend and encourager. Were our displays of honor too naive? Cherished month among 12 brothers. You're unique. You stand alone. Reminding us of the poet's worth, deserving of accolades, ne'er a groan. Who shall call attention to the bard and promote his verse throughout the land? Urge the tender words from hearts, record them in ink by steadied hand. Must we wait yet another year? Your good deeds are what we now need. April, oh, sweet April, hurry back and with Godspeed.
Nice.
Nice.
Dennis, thank you for calling us while you're on vacation. I actually missed you last week. I'm like, Dennis,
I know,
wasn't on our show.
We all did. We were all kind of felt like, you know, we thought it was a great show, but we felt like there was something missing, like a valuable family member wasn't at dinner or something.
Exactly. It's like having an empty place setting at dinner.
It's nice to be missed, and I missed you guys. I was out to sea without a phone.
Oh, no.
Well, at least you had some sails and a paddle, hopefully. So I mean,
that's a plus.
That's the of the three, the phone is one you could probably live without. That's
exactly.
Yes, but I'm glad to be back, and I'll be back next week, Lord willing.
Excellent.
Bless you guys.
Hey,
thank you, Dennis. Once again, if you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And we're going to give it to Draven. He's not going to be outdone by King Me, baby. He's going to share some of his poetry, too.
Rockstar competitiveness.
Actually, this is quite a treat for our fans, too, because this is something that, well, it was written several years ago as a version of one of our songs, Hiding Inside. That's on our EP. And they haven't ever heard this.
All right.
And this is something that will be in our lyric and poetry book later on, but it will be a while, so this is quite a treat tonight. This is Hiding Inside, part two. The right. Song is actually part three, so I almost want to sing it. Okay. Never breaking, never shaking, never suicide. Never binding, never minding, never without blows. Never holding, never folding, never it's unsound. Never hoping, I'm sorry, ever hoping, ever coping, ever have I tried, ever praying, ever staying, ever does it grow, ever bowing, ever vowing, ever it rebounds. Always thinking, always giving, always it provides, always watching, always launching, always from below, always in me, so intensely, always it surrounds. I have something I want to show you. Come a little closer, let me whisper. This thing that hides inside of me, it wants to hide inside of you.
Nice.
I'll stop there. There's all a lot more to it, but I want to stop there. That's a good teaser.
That's a good teaser. Right on.
Now, go ahead, man.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say very quickly, because we have another caller on the line here. You guys are described sometimes as H.P. Lovecraft in a band. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit about what that means?
Well, you have a huge backstory inspired by the Silent Still Society. Dates back a long time and involves these huge creatures called shadow creatures. I don't know if they've seen Steve the Shadow on Facebook. We gave him a page of his own. But basically, a lot of people have called us H.P. Lovecraft in a band, somewhat for our lyrics, but also because we write stories and pull from the Silent Still archives on different stories from our past.
Well, I did see some things in your site and kind of found out a little bit more about the Silent Still kind of through the resources you guys have there. And that's really cool stuff.
Yeah, so there's actually a mini documentary sort of on our website on the About page.
Okay.
I had to stick that back on the front page.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, so
and also, where did it go for your crowdfunding campaign? You were telling
me. The crowdfunding campaign is thesilentstill.com/getcoolstuff. That's all one word, get cool stuff.
And by buying cool stuff, they also help you launch, right?
Yes, actually, we're building a studio, so you get to help us put out a lot more than just one album. We have memberships on the site and stuff as well, where we constantly interact with our fans and get involved with them, and they help us do things. And then a percentage of everything we make from here on out is going to GiveAutism.com, which helped my own son wake up from autism last year.
Exactly. Draven's the one that we said that was a close family member that had their son wake up from autism. And thank you for bringing that charity to our eyes to where we could help them out.
Which is actually what the event we're putting together on June 19th is actually going towards Give Autism.
And you guys, yeah, that'll be awesome.
You guys don't have plans on June 19th, do you?
We would love to play.
I would love to have you guys come down.
We'll do a sweet intimate acoustic set if you like.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe we could have you do that in a little bit here too.
Maybe.
But I don't want to cut this off. I would love to keep talking. However, we have a gentleman that I spoke to on the phone after the show because he'd been trying to get in. We have Timothy from New York. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing excellent. I'm glad you could finally get through.
Hey, Timothy.
Yes. Me too. I'm very happy I can get through.
All right. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I have a poem I call Freedom. And yes, I have a poem that I call Freedom.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Freedom. I'm living life illogically, suffering spiritually, wrestling with the devil inside of me, screaming erratically in the belly of the beast, foolishly thinking society will love me and the hypocrisy surrounding me will cease, and I live to see that I am born of God and not of Mephistopheles, who is forever lying to me, promising me I can live eternally if I just call him majesty. The spoken word of prophecy leaves me cursed and confused in this reality. Freedom. Grant me freedom. Tortured by the devil's henchmen, apprehension from cruel intentions, ascension into different dimensions, aggressed by racial tension, somebody lynch him, arrest him, send him to prison, watch the whole world reject him, destroy his system with cranial symptoms, make his life a question, no chance at redemption, death his reflection when he looks in the ocean, demons in motion protect your source of tortured emotions, the guilt and remorse of epidemic proportions, proceed with caution, force of many come to terrorize God's lost ones and to speak death into his faithful sons. Freedom, grant us freedom. Irrational reasons to fight in this futile season of death versus life. What is the meaning? Dreaming of real spirituality yet inside seething, breathing life into semen, breathing hideous demons, righteous screaming for a chance at redeeming, a soul once repeating its own damnation now leaving, its demons behind, committing treason, and receiving a horrible beating and demons teething at my flesh feeding, tearing my limbs from my sockets and at my deathbed bequeathing, a desire for peace, heaven and hell meeting, angels and heathens. You see, I never stop believing in the sacrifice of his son on the cross, bleeding, granting us freedom.
Nice.
That was amazing. It sounded a lot like Saul Williams. It reminded me of Saul Williams.
It did.
One of my favorite slam poets. Actually, he's spoken word.
Yes.
Yeah. That was sweet.
Timothy, that was great, man. I'm really glad you got through, man. That's great.
Thank you so much.
Timothy, you got to do me two favors. First off, never stop calling our show.
Okay.
Second off, tell all your friends about us because that was a great performance, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, I got chills listening to that. That was really good.
Hey. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, brother. I'm looking forward to hearing you call again, okay? And we really want to help you share your poetry with the world, man. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely.
Have a good evening.
Hey, you too, sir.
Excellent. If you want to call in just like Timothy or like Dennis or like Veronica, Kat, Jack, Tate, Leroy, Ellie, all of our callers tonight, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have something very cool coming up this next segment.
So that being said, I'm gonna spell just a little bit, and I'm going to do something. Well, we know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is 420. So this is for all
Anis, Colorado.
Anis, Colorado, the biggest pot tourism place there is this side of the Mississippi.
So basically, I will be staying away from downtown.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But this is for all the kind-hearted people out there. This is by Mr. Shel Silverstein, called The Great Smoke-Off. Now, in a laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael, lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and the story was widely told that she could smoke them faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began, and he took a cultured poke and said, "Jim, I can roll them faster than any chicken smoke." So, a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Calistoga. "I'll roll that chick till she, I'll roll that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all, who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashish is from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the Shashniks from Bagoon who smoke that deadly Pougarou. And those that call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise lace and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal, to the ones that have done some time, to the old man that smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built was filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar, and the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl ready for their smoking war. At a table piled high with grass as high as a mountain peak, just the tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean, Maui, Wowie, Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, Keith from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska cold. And there's sticks from Thailand and gains from the island and Bangkok's blooming best. And some of that wet imported stuff that capsized off Key West. And there's Oaxacan pops and Kenya burn and Reverie fleurs. And that rare Manhattan silver that grows in the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade and sweet grapes by the bunches. And there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga kitty smiles and Pearly she just grins. And the drums roll low. And the crowd yells, "Go, go, go," as the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once and sot, that first joint's rolled. Pearl takes one poke with her famous lungs and whoosh, that roach is cold. And then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose, and Pearl takes one mighty hit and that bomb's diffused. Then he rolls three in 10 seconds time and she smokes him up in nine, and all the stoners sit back and say, "Hey, this might just take some time." See the blur of flying fingers, see the red coal burning bright, as the night turns to morning and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling on. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's, with fingers blue and stiff. She coughs and stares through bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. As she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kitty gasps, "Darn it, girl, there's nothing left to roll." "Nothing left to roll," screams Pearl. "Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to mess around. I came here to smoke." And she reaches across the table and she grabs his bony sleeves and she crumbles his body between her hands like dry and brittle leaves, flicking out teeth and bones like useless stem and seeds. Then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She's been stoned 21 over 24 years, and the story is still widely told how she can smoke them faster than anyone can roll. While off in New York City on a street that has no name, there are the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, "Beware of being a roller when there's nothing left to roll."
That's my favorite poem. He started reading it when I was 32 years old.
Ah, funny.
All right, now that was kind of like a day in the life of Ivan Denisovich, really, but 420 friendly.
But 420 friendly.
All right, now what do we want to do? Looking at our producer, we want to go to break. We've got just a few minutes.
Let's do Bob first, then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back with our last surprise of the evening. Bob, welcome to the line.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, you guys, this whole show is just booming.
Thank you, brother.
It's going well. I'm glad you're still alive after that epic poem there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I hope you brought snacks with you to the phone.
crazy week, you know. And I shared a poem last week on human trafficking.
Yeah.
It's become a new concern of mine, and it's gotten off my heart. And I thought I'd share another poem on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if I may, here goes.
Go ahead.
All right. They have no voice but wish to scream. He has a heart, though calloused with lust. Innocence trashed for being seen. Beautiful youth is left in the dust. Who will cry in their place to take them from this travesty? Who'll remember these fair of face, these objects of sin so needing of mercy? Take your voice, for it's a light to shine upon these deeds so dark. For these weak, be their might. Name the depraved and leave your mark. Our heritage is treated like so much flesh. Our future is left to be buried alive. They lost their childhood that was so blessed as greed and iniquity wrongly thrive. So.
Nice, brother.
Yeah. So, as always, I appreciate your show there and letting us share our hearts, you know, and our talent, you know, with you all.
Oh, you guys, everyone that calls our show is just sick talented.
When I think one of the things that we've noticed is that, you know, there's so much noise out there telling people facts and trying hype, you know, being able to share your heart and being able to allow all that is a really big deal.
Yeah, this has been a week of chaos, you know, and here we get to take our words that we've organized and give some order and truth and emotion, passion, and, you know, show that is still exists in all the mess that's happened in the last few days.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing your work with us, Bob. If you will, actually, we're not going to call for a last caller. We're just going to stop right now. We're going to take a break. Go ahead and get ready for what the surprise is coming your way. You don't want to tune out. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Be sure to check out the KZKO sponsor, Zing Tea. What makes Zing Tea so special, you may ask? Maybe it's the fact that there are 14 flavors, which means there is bound to be one that you love. Maybe it's the fact that Zing Tea is brewed right here in Colorado using only the finest ingredients. Maybe it's the fact that Zing Tea is canned fresh brewed, not cooled, and packed with preservatives. Or possibly the fact that Zing Tea is only sweetened with sugar and 100% natural honey. But one sip and it will all become clear that what makes Zing Tea so special is the taste. Zing Tea is only available in select retail locations. So to find a dealer near you, check out zingicedtea.com. That's zingicedtea.com. Give in to temptation. Indulge yourself. You deserve it. You just haven't lived until you tried My Mom's Pies. Made daily in their Boulder kitchen using only real fruit and the finest ingredients. Nothing can compare to the delectable recipes perfected over decades and passed down through four generations of their family. They roll out each pie by hand, heap them full of tart and sassy apples, plump cherries, blueberries, bodacious blackberries, raspberries, luscious peaches, real chocolate, banana, or heavenly coconut cream. Then they top it off with love. My Mom's Pie is a must for every occasion. They also have divine organic, gluten-free, and sugar-free pies and will create your special orders upon request. They deliver inside Boulder County and can ship nationwide. My Mom's Pie. Check them out at www.mmpies.com or just drop in at 201 Murray Street in Niwot for a fresh piece of wholesome goodness. Call in your order at 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. Because you haven't had pie until you've had My Mom's Pie.
And I forget who did that. You're going to have to cue me in on that one.
You know what I was hoping that actually was? You remember the movie The Last Unicorn?
Yes.
I was hoping that was the theme song to The Last Unicorn. I'll sing that next week if we have time.
There we go.
A cappella.
It's Boys Don't Cry.
Boys Don't Cry, that's right. Sorry, brother. I'm letting you down tonight, man.
That's not true. I cry all the time.
So, all right. So I said we had a surprise, and then there was a technical glitch, and now there's not a technical glitch, so we're going to do the surprise. We did have the Silent Still sitting at our table sharing poetry and their opinions on other people's poetry, but now they are queued up. They are going to sing a song from their forthcoming album. This is entitled Reach. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the Silent Still.
If a moment could change time, would it be so hard to let me in?
Wonderful. Now, we were going to close, but I guess we've had a caller waiting online for that entire thing. She wants to be our last caller. So please welcome from Lakewood, she is Lila.
Hi.
Hi, Lila.
I just have a poem to read in honor of the National Day of Silence.
Okay.
All right. Words to the brain, hate to the heart, bullet to the confidence which tears esteem apart. Tears to the eyes, blade to the wrist. Why did it come to this? Secrets from the loved, loathing from the cruel. When did the world become so ruled by hate? Eyes to the wrist, then to the wall, pretending to not have noticed at all. Different expressions, another view. Oh, how could this happen to you? A world run by hate will meet its demise as long as we keep our eyes away from the struggle, away from the hurt, when the cry of help could be easily heard.
Well done. All right, so you were our last caller for the evening. Thank you for calling our show. Don't hesitate to call us back, all right?
That was great.
Thanks so much, Lila.
Thank you.
And that's it. World Poetry Open Mic. I want to take a moment and thank Draven and Brandon Bloom and Alex for coming in.
Thank you. Soundstill.com. Soundstill.com/getcoolstuff.
Get cool stuff. Exactly. And I want to thank King Me Baby for being here, hanging out with us. I also want to thank our executive producer, Mary Cohn, our technical producer, the Board Monkey, also known as JT. I want to thank MSC Radio Networks for making this all possible. And I want to thank Jem and KZKO, The Vibe. And I want to thank you for being my co-host.
I would like to thank myself as well. But I would also like to thank you, Mr. J. Ted Underhill, as our host.
Okay, once again, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again.
is Dean Sessions from MSE Sports. You can listen to my show, The Anatomy.